The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Did you go to a couple of picnics over the weekend, have a backyard queue, watch a few games perhaps, kick back with a few cold ones, maybe you went to the movies and saw X-Men Days of Future Past? You weren't alone. It nailed it at the box office, $111 million opening weekend. Maybe instead you caught up with a few old friends from your military days. And a big salute and a shout out to everybody who served. It was your weekend after all, and the reason we can enjoy the things we do is because of the people who have so proudly served this country and continue to do so. Speaking of that, right off the bat, the president announces the day after Memorial Day that we are drawing down the troops. This is not a big secret. This has been discussed now for a very long time. Less than 10,000 will remain in Afghanistan. In fact, the specific amount is 9,800. 9,800. It's consistent with the plan for what was rolled out initially. However, the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, has yet to sign the bilateral agreement. You know, that little thing that makes it official that this is what we've agreed upon after 10 plus years. He's had the document for over 6 months, so you wonder. A lot of people upset with the fact that the president announced the specific number, saying it's a big mistake to have a timeline because it helps anybody who's considered an enemy prepare. The withdrawal, by the way, of the 9,800 troops, most will be gone by 2016. It just gives, I think, it does just give a strategic advantage to anybody who would want to attack Taliban, Al-Qaeda, wannabes, fringe members, whatever. Because where will they mostly be? Kabul, Bagram, you would think. Here's the thing. This is political, but it's not a secret. Coming into office in 2008, the president said, done with the wars, done with them. So this decision to withdraw was drawn up the second that he announced he was running for president in 2008. It's all about wording. It's all about wording. I was reading what Pete King, the congressman from New York, said, who can go crazy on this stuff. But I do agree. He had a great line. He said a responsible way to describe it would have been limited assistance mission to help the security forces. Then if nothing else, you can create a way to negotiate the end to the conflict. Well, I think you paint a picture and put doubts in the mind of whoever would attack as to how many people are left, how many Americans are going to be there. Now, information and intelligence is weaved in and out through the Taliban system, let's face it. They pay the people in the country, especially in the outskirts who are mostly pretty illiterate, to be their eyes and their ears. So that's information that can also be found out eventually. Eventually. So the bilateral agreement has to be signed, then we move from there, but this is the end of this. It's the end of Afghanistan. And what does it all mean? I hope for the people who served, the people who lost buddies, comrades, acquaintances, for the people who came back riddled with PTSD, seeing people blown up in front of them, which there are so many, it's too high of a number to even go through. That they feel as though they made a difference. Because we certainly, on this show, have talked to those who have deployed a couple of times that do believe and hang on to this, that when they've been in villages and they've been able to do a road, when they've been able to help the people, that that's what they did. They helped the people. And in the middle of all of this, we have the craziness that we left the last couple of weeks of the Veterans Administration, the hospital, the scandals with the secret waiting lists, and the fact that the VA secretary, Shinseki, is still the secretary. He's been there for 5 years. I'm not going to beat this drum. You know how I feel about it if you've listened to America Tonight. If you haven't, welcome to the show. Shinseki had 5 years to do something about a horrible situation with these hospitals that he was told about in the transition from the Bush people. So if they tell you it's a problem, then it's a problem that should have been, it should have been addressed. If I assume someone's position and they're training me and they say, listen, here's the pros and here's the cons and here's what's really weak and you have to look out for. Well, if I totally ignore it, then strategically that's a big blunder. So that's why I have problems with the secretary, because they knew. They were told about it, and there weren't any efforts made there. If you could see some tangible efforts and say, well, listen, here's what they did. Here's where they went. This is what they investigated. Then you could say, well, you know what? They looked through it. They tried to do everything they could, they being the administration. But it doesn't come down that way. So 9,800 troops in Afghanistan, did we blow it by revealing too many specifics? Or is that the art of war these days? Reveal, reveal, reveal. I'm going to throw out the digits at the top. You can always participate and jump on this. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And then there's this other story about a horrible thing that happened over the weekend, a holiday weekend, at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Six people killed. Dozens of, well, a dozen, 13. Injured in some way by a lone gunman whose father was a Hollywood director who certainly grew up with money and privilege, and the family, to their credit, knew something was wrong, tried to warn the police, but it didn't, it was too late. The kid goes on writes a wild manifesto and goes on a crazy rampage through the campus where he shoots three sorority girls, kills them. Goes into a deli, outside a deli, shoots some people there, smashes into a couple of people on bicycles, someone on a skateboard, and they're asking themselves why and how did he get a gun when he's been in therapy since age 8? Mental illness and guns don't mix. What do you think? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Well, it's sound body and confused. It's cause maybe you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fell has got to hold on you. You spend money about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that between mistakes, the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
We're back at it here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Couple of things kind of twisted over the weekend. I mentioned one of them, the California mass killing, and just more details emerging from that and the why question. That's always what hangs out there in the air for sure. Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, we're going to talk to Dr. Robert Melillo. We've had him on a bunch of times. You might have seen him on Fox and CNN and other places. He is an autism expert, and he talks about now looking at Asperger's and autism as root causes for some of these mass killings and rampages and whatnot. And wait till you hear what he has to say about that and how teenagers who are get into trouble, this is when it happens, that they could be brought into places where there's a great chance to save them. And he's, in fact, got a brain balance center, many of them cropping up all over the United States because of what they've been able to do with kids that have problems with autism and other diseases and Asperger's and whatnot. And he talks about technology and flat out says you can say what you want about games, but games, when you just plop a kid constantly in front of a violent video game, it's not a good thing. Talks about technology. So one of the things that that I read, as I was saying, some of these details, even more details emerging, that the killer who murdered six in a very quiet university town I used to live just outside of Santa Barbara, spent a lot of time there. Great, great town, a beautiful small beach and a quaint downtown and the campus itself, just very easygoing, very different from not too far away in Los Angeles, UCLA and USC. So he's believed to have used a machete and a hammer to slaughter his first three victims, by the way, in the apartment that he said he was going to turn into a personal torture and killing chamber. This in this 141-page manifesto that Elliot Rodger described how he was going to use the hammer to knock out his roommates and slit their throats a day before launching his gun massacre. One of the people that he killed, one of the victims, Chang Young Hung, 20 years old, was an engineering student from Taiwan. He was a roommate of Elliot Rodger, and Rodger had accused him of stealing three candles worth $22 from him in January. At that time, he tried to do a citizen's arrest over the supposed theft, called the cops, but Hung was released. They say that his friends say he was planning to move out by the end of the semester because he thought Rodger was strange. Sadly, that doesn't happen because he's killed. And then in the end, he takes himself out, a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So now by Monday, the names of all the victims were made public. And, you know, there had been a big shout-out across social media to keep their names in the headlines as much as his, to remember them and what they've done and their interests and that kind of stuff, which I think actually is a credit to the people trying to do that. They're right. What about instead of being faceless, what are their stories? Because you had three girls who were killed outside a sorority. One was just 19 years old. Veronica Weiss, who had incredible potential, was a water polo player. Catherine Cooper was 22. Christopher Martinez, 20, was killed at a deli. Students at UCSB, what a just a terrible tragedy. And the Christopher Martinez's father gave just a gut-wrenching statement on Saturday afternoon, saying his son was a really great kid whose death left the family lost and broken, and said, "Our family has a message for every parent out there. You don't think it will happen to your child until it does." And he said, "Why did Chris die? Chris died because of craven, irresponsible politicians and the National Rifle Association. They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live? When will they stop the insanity? When will we have enough people say, stop this madness? We don't have to live like this. Too many have died. We should say to ourselves, not one more." Very, very, very sad. So now there's remembrances and funerals and all that stuff that's happening. I mean, some of these students, just freshmen, sophomores, and, you know, and then you hear the survival stories where you think, wow, what if I were in that situation where you had a 19-year-old student, Lisa Hopper, who was at the counter, and when the shooting started, dropped to the floor, looked up and saw then Martinez lying near the door, slumped over and bleeding. 13 people were injured, 4 hit by a car, 8 were shot, 1 treated for injuries that they didn't make clear as to what that was. The good news is two patients were in good condition, 1 in fair condition. And, boy, just awful. Terrible, terrible, terrible what happened. And you hear the father grieving who says, take the guns away, this is ridiculous. But if you turn it around in another way, would this have made a difference if you had people that were, somebody that was armed there, that could have done something to take him out sooner? You know, somebody that could have done that. And I mentioned this before. I'm going to say it again right before we stepped aside. But the killer's parents were looking for him. They thought something was wrong. They called police. They were trying to do whatever they could. They were frantically searching for him during the shooting as he was carrying out that rampage on Friday night. In fact, you know, they sent, the parents had people looking, and I guess he had sent a couple dozen people, so here we go again, including his parents and at least one of the therapists, the 141-page manifesto, sent it by email right before the shooting started. And it chronicled his frustrations with his height, his parents' divorce, rejection by women, and all of that kind of stuff. But they didn't see it immediately. I don't think anyone saw it until it was too late. They just in trying to scramble and trying to get the police and trying to do something, it was just too late to have anything happen. You know, it's just this mental health balance that here we go again, getting involved in this. And so where do you look for the answers to this? Where do you intervene? Where do you try to prevent this kind of tragedy that we've experienced? We've been here before. We've been here on the show many, many times. So you can't, I don't think you can stigmatize somebody who's getting treatment for mental illness. You don't want to create that atmosphere, because then if there's that potential, which I think military-wise there had been that potential, and that's why the PTSDs, nobody was getting treatment because they couldn't have that on their record, which is so crazy. And now I think some of that has been lifted, but there is a line, and it's a line that we just have to forget about that line. And this is a kid, Elliot Roger, had been seeing therapists on and off since he was 8 years old. And how bad is bad? He was in Van Nuys, California. He met with a therapist pretty much every single day. What does that tell you? Before his death, he was seeing two therapists. Two. But they did, the therapist supposedly say they he didn't seem to have any violent tendencies. And there was no indication he was distant or he was deteriorating or any of that. All right, we're going to talk more about it coming up right here with Dr. Robert Melillo on America Tonight.
Henry Ford once said, "A man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time." Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
He's back again, our favorite autism expert, Dr. Robert Melillo. He's the author of the book Autism, The Scientific Truth About Preventing, Diagnosing, and Treating Autism Spectrum Disorders and What Parents Can Do Now. And we've had some amazing conversations with Dr. Melillo. And this is just mind-blowing to me that what we're starting to see happen is autism is being blamed for all kinds of things, shooting-wise especially. And you can start with what happened in Sandy Hook and the massacres there. As originally, they're trying to speculate, was it Asperger's? Was it something else? And then all of a sudden, autism lands in the middle of that one. Doc, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Like you said, this is a very important issue.
When, as somebody who's really investigated this, made it your life's passion, and you've learned so many things about autism, and you're really trying to spread the word about what you can do if you think you have a child who has autism and how you can get to this and really work on it sooner, this has to trouble you if people are using autism and throwing it up against the board as reasons for some horrific things without truly a lot of evidence to back that up.
Yeah, you know, this is, like you said, a very complicated issue because on one hand, obviously, the last thing you want to see is more prejudice against people that have autism or Asperger's or ADHD or any of the child neurodevelopmental disorders. The other issue, though, is that the reality from a neurological perspective is that, you know, there may be some underlying predispositions that go along with it, but you know, the bottom line is that, you know, it just emphasizes the fact that we are ignoring this problem in the United States. You never see any of this on the mainstream media until there's something like this. We should be talking about this every day. People out there with very little information And, you know, parents are left without knowing what to do. And, you know, if we ignore these problems and we don't deal with them head on when they're children, you know, when they grow up, all different types of complications can arise. And, you know, the fact of the matter is when you look at Columbine, every one of those kids had ADHD or OCD. Mm-hmm. As you said, Adam Lanza did have Asperger's and schizophrenia. This kid apparently did have Asperger's. There's some question about the Virginia Tech shooting as to whether he might have also been on the spectrum. And so, you know, you have to look at these things, because in this spectrum is also schizophrenia and psychosis. And these kids have a potential risk of slipping into that state. And in that state, when they're adults, if they feel threatened, if they've been abused, if they've been bullied, who knows what may happen.
Yeah, you know, as you say, if they've been threatened or abused or bullied, what if they're just isolated? Like some of the kids that we're talking about came from wealth. They were privileged. They had supposedly the best education you could get, but they weren't social, and they weren't necessarily picked on, but they were completely isolated. Could that be something also that would just, you know, ignite that?
As with anything like this, this complicated and this devastating, there are many factors that obviously come to play, most of which we'll never know, like what was the situation at home or what was going on. But what we do know from a neurological perspective is that if you have a right brain delay, you're not good at social situations, you don't have the same level of empathy, you don't read nonverbal cues. You don't really know how to navigate social situations, and many of these kids are social outcasts. And as you said, they also have a tendency to be more isolated. They tend to isolate themselves. And then one of the biggest mistakes, and something that I think is a really important issue that may seem simple, and what a lot of people don't want to hear, is that both Adam Lanza and this kid, they spent hours upon hours in a dark room playing World of Warcraft by themselves. And we know that violent video games, there's been some research that shows that what it does is it actually depresses the right frontal lobe and increases left hemisphere activity, which is really what's happening at the core of autism and schizophrenia. And if they're playing these games, you know, they could slip into a psychotic state where they lose touch with reality. And, you know, if they have anger issues, as this kid apparently did in this 140-page manifesto that he wrote, I mean, he was very, very angry and, you know, rejected. And, you know, it just, this is what may come out, you know. And parents cannot allow kids, especially with these predispositions, to sit for hours in front of a video game. It really could actually cause these types of problems or reactions, I believe.
Yeah. When you start to hear things like this, do you get calls from, does that ignite in a different way parents or other people to reach out to you and say, whoa, maybe, you know, we need to do more? I mean, in other words, does that help the cause of getting the word out about let's talk about this, let's do something about autism, let's not just give it lip service and give it a month and, you know, have people kind of raise the awareness of it, but let's really, really beat these doors down like you, because you really are one of the leading advocates for, I know what we can do here, we've got some treatment options, let's do it. So does this help you?
Yes, it does in a way that I prefer it not to be this way. But yeah, with the Adam Lanza thing, you know, I was on Fox News and I was with Megyn Kelly and I did a ton of interviews today. I was in Al Jazeera this morning. I've done about 5 different interviews today because of this. So it does give us a chance to talk about it. But, you know, again, I think that we should be talking about this every day. I'm out there every day and I'm talking to parents. And I'm lecturing to teachers and professionals, and there's so little good information. And especially when a kid gets into the teen or, you know, 20s, there isn't any services left for them, and parents really don't know what to do. And the fact is, you know, I'm going to make kind of a bold statement, but I would say that if one of these kids had the right intervention and the right treatment, or even ended up in one of our brain balance centers, I would be willing to say that I don't think these would have happened. I think they could have been prevented. You know, and that's the sin here, but that's the message that I'm trying to get out, is that, you know, we need to pay attention to this. We need to, you know, the mainstream media, all they want to do is talk about on a regular basis, you know, celebrity gossip and politics and the economy. And we're ignoring our kids. We're ignoring the fact that we have maybe the largest childhood epidemic we've ever seen. And no one's really paying enough attention to it. It just boggles my mind.
So if somebody did do that, if somebody had a teenager, they could see something was going on, they wanted some kind of intervention, and they went to one of the brain balance centers, what would be some of the things that you would do? How would you diagnose that?
Yeah, the first thing we do is we do a really comprehensive assessment, which really assesses what's actually happening in this child's brain. I mean, parents bring them to our centers, or even kids want to come to our centers because they're struggling in some area. It could be a learning disability. It could be dyslexia. It could be, you know, some sort of problem like OCD, Tourette's, ADHD, or high-functioning Asperger's. And they come to us with a problem. And so we don't really care about the labels. We care about what is going on in their brain that is preventing them from being able to learn, whether it's academically or socially. And what we see is that these kids always have what we call an unevenness of skills, meaning that they have certain areas of their brain that are actually functioning better than most people. And they're actually gifted kids. But because of that gift and because of that strong area of the brain, if other areas, especially on the other side, don't keep pace, if they're developmentally delayed in some way, they can develop this imbalance that breaks down the ability for them to integrate and communicate in their brain, and they can't, and they end up relying on certain areas, and they have some things that are too strong, so they're obsessive, they're compulsive, they can't shut things down, and then they have other things that are too weak, like nonverbal communication and reading social cues and being able to, you know, control their attention and their anger. And so we identify that, and it's not just what's going on cognitively or behaviorally or academically. It's also their motor skills are usually also affected, their sensory detection, their processing, their ability to smell and taste and feel their body, as well as academic and cognitive skills. And diet plays a major role because all of this in the brain affects your immune system and your digestive system. So it's a whole body issue. And it needs to be dealt with in a holistic way. And so we target where the weaknesses are, and then we put together a curriculum that strengthens those over a gradual basis until we create better balance and communication in their brain. And in many cases, we can completely reverse these issues.
Wow. So the key is pay attention to your kids, too, because I think people are so busy, busy, busy. We all are on our technology, and it'll take care of itself. There's a video game. Here's your smartphone or your iPhone. I don't mean to blame completely technology, but that plays a part in it, doesn't it?
I think technology is the main thing, honestly, for two reasons. One is because, like we said, we get addicted to those things, and it affects our communication. Our normal human communication is disrupted. It literally has an effect on the brain. I mean, does anybody believe that if you're staring at a computer for hours on end, 8 to 10 hours a day of screen time, that it's not going to affect the developing brain in a particular way? And we need to know this. We need to look at this. And especially if there's already some sort of imbalance there, these things can really make them much, much worse. And what it also does is, when you're spending that time, you're not moving your body. And children's brains develop through movement. It develops through movement and through sensory interaction with the environment and through communication with other people and interaction with other people. That's what builds the brain. And what happens is, you know, a lot of parents, they're tired, they come home from work, they stick a kid in front of the computer, and the kids are happy being there. And, you know, the parents will say, well, they're happy, I'll just make them happy, and it's easier for the parent. And, you know, if a child has a right brain deficit, chances are probably one or both of the parents may have that, too. Mm. And so what that does is they tend to be very addicted to technology. And it also, with a right brain deficit, you're also, by the nature of it, you're unaware of your own deficit, and you may not be completely aware of your child's deficit. And so the parents may not react as aggressively as they should.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time. This was great stuff. Dr. Robert Melillo, pay attention, folks. He's terrific. Thank you for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Some big results for a few politicians, anyway. Interesting, the Tea Party making some noise in the Lone Star State. Wonder if this is a lead-up to what could even happen, who knows, in the midterm elections. There's a lot of conversation about whether or not Tea Party candidates have lost their luster or not. So here's what happened. Two-term State Senator Dan Patrick trounced incumbent Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, denying him what would be his fourth term. State Senator Ken Paxton defeated State Rep Dan Branch in the Attorney General's contest. So Patrick had over 65% to Dewhurst, 35% and counting. Paxton received 64% of the vote to Branch's 36. So how about that? We'll see what happens in November. Remember, these were runoff situations and, pretty interesting. And then also something that happened is the oldest member of Congress is out now, because that was one of the races. It's interesting. If I said to you who is the oldest member and who's been there the longest, think 18 terms, which is a long, long time. You have to go back to 1980. And the politician that I'm talking about is 90 years old, and was saying that this was his last time around, but he doesn't get the last time around because somebody else swooped in and promised only 8 years for me instead of to continue to serve over and over and over again. And Ralph Hall is the politician who was the oldest member in Congress and now is out in this primary where he wasn't expecting that. I think he was thinking that he would be able to just do one more term and then could ride off into the sunset. But boy, you think 90 years old and still working and still wanting to go back and forth and, you know, do the Washington thing. And this 18 terms brings up the whole term limit things and the conversation, rather. And I am for term limits. So Ralph Hall, Congressman Ralph Hall, was the oldest member of Congress, fifth oldest ever, lost the tough runoff battle in Texas, making him the first incumbent member of Congress to go down in the primary season so far. We'll see what kind of a, we'll see what happens across the board, like I said, in the midterms too, to see what happens there. All right, moving on to some other numbers, because that's what We Can Count is all about. It's sad, but we've been talking about the situation in Santa Barbara and Elliot Roger, who was the shooter who killed himself and left the 140 pages of a manifesto where he wanted to kill all blonde women and said a whole bunch of other crazy statements, had been in therapy since the age of 8. And that's a big revelation because part of the conversation is therapy, therapy, therapy. Oh, was there therapy here? Was he in therapy? And how much attention did that get? And he was in therapy. So at one point, in fact, recently, two different therapists, so it couldn't be said that there wasn't any help there because there was. Apparently, none of the people who treated him felt as though he had any kind of violent tendencies, but in this case, they were unfortunately wrong, and he planned it, sent out the manifesto, emailed it, and then it was just too darn late by the time anyone could do anything. Wow, terrible. How about this? We move from sadness in Santa Barbara to something completely different that has to do with money. And, you know, a lot of people go crazy over the CEO's pay and what they make. And listen, in a capitalistic society, I don't have problems with what somebody makes if that's what they're worth and they're bringing in whatever the threshold is for the company. It's when somebody is just collecting massive amounts of money and the company's going under and the people, the little people, aren't being paid, then I think the board of that company, if it's publicly traded, is doing a disservice to anybody who has stock in the company and anybody who's paying attention to what they're doing is what I'd say. So they say the median CEO pay crossed $10 million, that now that's where we're at. The median pay is $10 million, jumping up just ever so slightly. Some of that, of course, is not cold, hard cash. Some of that is often partially stock in a company, which can mean that it might be more than that $10 million figure. So just enough to perhaps get under your skin. You know, how about that? Moving along to the gold fortune that was found under a tree by a couple in California on their property. But these uncirculated coins that they came across, I mean, just a virtual treasure trove when they were walking the dog is amazing. One of the first coins went on sale, and they're selling others, over 1,400 coins dating from 1847 to 1894, uncirculated, mint condition, the value of which they say now is about 11, probably in the neighborhood of $11 million. How do you stumble on $11 million of coins? I still have a hard time thinking about that on their property. Good for them, but what a find that was. It's an amazing find. And it was just last year that it was buried under the shadow of a tree. And they happened to see it. So now it's all about selling those coins. The denominations were 5, 10, and 20. There were theories about the pieces that, oh, it was part of a bank robbery and all this other stuff. But then those leads went cold. So that's kind of the good news there. They're selling the coins, I think, in different places. And that's the good news for the couple, because ultimately they probably get more of what it's worth. And the crazy conversation about other people claiming it and everything else, I think, is now halted anyway. And that's good news for them. Huge news for them, actually. How about that? Egypt extended their voting in the presidential election to a third day. We forget about the whole Egypt thing. You know, once Hosni Mubarak was out, and then you had the craziness of the semi-riots and nonsense happening to people, the Muslim Brotherhood and Morsi coming along, and now we're back to the elections again. They've had low voter turnout, so that's what happened on Tuesday. They extended to Tuesday. The government, media, and military were just haranguing voters to go to the polls, worried that the turnout was weaker than expected in a vote in which the front runner, the former army chief, is trying to get an overwhelming show of support. So that could be, the low turnout would be a heavy symbolic blow to El-Sisi, and it would suggest a significant sector, they say, of Egyptians are skeptical of the retired field marshal despite 10 months of relentless praise of him by the government and the media. So more doubt with less voting. Boy, you think they'd come out in droves trying to support whoever it is that they wanted to support to not have it be force-fed to them, I guess is what I'll say. Remember the 2012 presidential election had a turnout of just under 52%. Mohamed Morsi won that one with 13 million votes. All right, that's it for We Can Count. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.